public, he'll get enough support. Because God has not made human beings corrupt. He has made human beings to move when his spirit touches them. And Satan never has the majority. Satan always have a minority. We could move on up through the Bible, relating to you these Sunday school fairy tales, and show you the real social message that's in these stories. And you'll see just how much you've been deprived of real knowledge, divine guidance, by your leadership, your church leadership. Now, if you want to go back to them and let them entertain you, you just go on. But I want you to know that you are worth nothing. You are no good. You are not worth anything as a human being. If you're worth anything as a human being, you won't go back in that church and clown with them. You'll go into that church and you'll try to tell them, say, look, you have to change. There's a man in Chicago, on Stony Island, that have a much more powerful interpretation and presentation of this book than you have, Reverend. You have to change. That's what you would do. But no. If you care more about a pork chop than you do about humanity, if you care more about a wine bottle than you do about humanity, you care more about your little petty weaknesses than you do about the whole humanity and God, you'll go back to that church and be entertained again and forget all about your visit to the temple. Well, if you do, let me tell you, every time you look in the mirror, you remember that I said you're looking at nothing.
Become a part of this great nation of Islam, the body of Christ, I'm speaking now to you. Those who are here for your first, second, or third time, those who have not yet become a registered member of the nation of Islam, this question is...
Assalamu alaikum. Brothers and sisters, you all heard the Honorable Wallace D. Muhammad, and we're going to ask the same questions right here. How many of you are here for your first time, never been to Muhammad's Temple of Islam before? Can I see by the raise of your hands? Please stand up. Please stand up where you are. Please stand up. Please stand up. All praise is due to Allah. All praise is due to Allah. Remain standing. Remain standing. Remain standing where you are, please. We have two more questions that we'd like to ask you. Those of you that are standing, and also if there's any of you that have visited the temple and have not yet accepted this truth, how many of you believe that what you have heard here this afternoon is...
All of you who brought gifts to Muhammad's Temple of Islam, and that is the duty of every one of us. You heard something wonderful and powerful, and the chief minister will be right back next Sunday, same time, same place. So why not make it up in your mind to bring someone with you when you come? Let's give a hand to all of those who brought someone today. Let us all please stand. Facing the east, with your hands in this manner, would you kindly pardon me? Pardon me, one moment, please. The chief minister has a letter that he would like Brother Minister Muhammad Abdullah to read to you. So would you just be seated for just a moment? Let's have a wonderful round of applause for Brother Muhammad Abdullah.
Assalamu alaikum. The Honorable Wallace Muhammad has just requested that I read you this letter since we are going all over the world and the message is reaching so many people and there are so many beautiful letters that bear witness today to the progress of the Nation of Islam. It says, I'm going to read to you first in Spanish and then in English. Señor W.F. Muhammad, Avenida Udlon, 4847, Chicago, 15, Illinois. Caro Salvador Alá, Libertador Nuestro. Tal y como me lo ha indicado uno de tus ministros, he escuchado dos o tres veces las doctrinas del Islam y creo en ellas. Estoy convencido de que eres el Dios único y de que Muhammad es tu servidor y apóstol. Quiero tener lo que es mío. Dame por favor mi nombre original. Mi nombre de esclavo es el siguiente, Pedro Blas. Translation. Dear Savior, our deliverer. As one of your ministers have indicated to me, I have listened to Islam two or three times, and I believe in the doctrines of Islam. I am convinced that Allah is the only God and that Muhammad is the servant and apostle of Allah. I want to have what belongs to me. Please give me my original name. My slave name is the following, Pedro Blas. Then the Honorable Wallace D. Muhammad writes back to him and he says, praise be to Almighty God. Welcome to the fellowship of the faithful in Islam. We hope you will be pleased with your name Munadi Pedro Blas.
Praise be to Allah. Community, we are coming in, and it's something that you've had in town for 40 years, and we go out and teach our brothers that have it first, because we are coming in to share in the blessings of Allah that is coming through you as the people that suffered for 400 years. So you should go out and bring, I mean, this should be back, yeah, back. Assalamu alaykum. The meaning of the name is ancient and also Quranic. Name meaning color to the truth. That's a beautiful name. Praise be to Allah.
Our total attendance today is 2,152 who came to see and hear in this inclement weather the Chief Minister of the Nation of Islam. And we thank Allah for every one of you. Give yourself a hand. Let us all please stand. In the manner that we've been taught.
قُلْ أَعُوذُ بِاللَّهِ مِنَ الشَّيْطَانِ بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك مستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين.
In the name of God, most gracious, most merciful. Praise be to Allah, the Lord of the world, most gracious, most merciful, master of the day of requital. You alone we worship. You alone we beseech for help. Guide us on the straight path, the path of those upon whom you have bestowed favors, not of those upon whom wrath is brought down, nor of those who go astray. Amen. Brothers and sisters, you may be dismissed at this time. All of our visitors and all those of you who are registered Muslims, followers of the Honorable W.D. Muhammad, you may remain behind. Thank you. Assalamu alaikum.
Our visitors can leave at this time. Brothers out to your right, sisters out to your left. All registered Muslims, please remain behind.
Sight that you were looking at. I read where the Chief Minister wrote, and speaking of a warrior of Islam, it was by a man by the name of Khalid bin Walid. And he said this man had served Muhammad, and he was 101 years old. Said he told and sent word throughout the country. Said, tell all of those who fought against me. Tell all of those who may not have known that I was going to stand fast to come and look at me now, ready to die 101 years old, a natural death. Say, tell them to come look upon my body. See where the hundreds of arrows have pierced. Tell them to come look upon this body. See all the scars they've made on it. Now that man today, his story is being related by a word of history, which shows the power that that man lives today. He lives because of what he did then. And today we have the word as it was given. Now, Muhammad will live as long as the word lives. If you believe when you say, long live Muhammad, then you should be ready to pick up one of the greatest instruments to extend that life called the Muhammad Speaks newspaper. And you can find it in the Baladian News. That's why the Baladian News takes priority, is because Muhammad Speaks is in that newspaper. It's not the newspaper. We're propagating the faith. When we say long live Muhammad, we're ready to stand up and let Muhammad live. When we say long live Muhammad, we want to make sure the world gets the light coming from his mouth. We want to make sure if you take the Baladian News away from us, he can give us a pamphlet. As long as Muhammad Speaks, we know his life, and that Muhammad Speaks, and we intend to let him live. Salaam alaikum. It was announced last week that the sisters may now sell the Baladian News. So that wasn't just for the FOI, that was also for the MWDC. That's good news. Brothers and sisters, the chief minister will be back with us in just a couple of minutes. While we're waiting, I guess I can try to complete these announcements that are relevant to the believers themselves. The Honorable Wallace C. Muhammad wants us to announce that we will have forms available for the withdrawal of funds from the nation's savings bank. That does not mean guaranteed savings bank, but the savings that was set up by the Honorable Master Elijah Muhammad, may peace and blessings be upon him. Forms for withdrawal and or transfer will be available shortly. We are preparing a Savior's Day commemorative journal for our Savior's Day convention, February 29, 1976. The theme of the journal will be The Nation of Islam in Action. This journal will be on sale for Savior's Day as a fundraising project and also to make information available to the public. Those who desire to have their name printed in this commemorative journal booster page may do so by making a donation of $5. Donations will be accepted at the charity department at your temple. The deadline to have your donation in is Sunday, February 1st, 1976. And this is signed by the National Laborers here in Chicago. This is next Sunday is the deadline for this. So if you'd like to have your name in the commemorative journal, just pay $5, which will be taken by the charity department, and your name will be listed in this journal. By the way, this isn't only for Chicago. This is true throughout every temple in the United States. So if you'd like to have your name in there, please make an additional $5 contribution during your charity, and your name will be included. The Chief Minister, the Honorable Wallace C. Muhammad, has issued instructions that the Savior's Day gift for this year should be whatever each believer wishes to give. Accordingly, no minimum nor maximum amount is to be set by any laborer. The Chief Minister wishes his followers to know that he is determined to protect their hard-earned money donated to this fund and will not allow it to be used for any purpose other than the propagation of Islam. The date of Savior's Day meeting and activities will be on Sunday, February 29th, 1976.
Your minister will inform you of what area you should go to for the Savior's Day meeting. Dear believers, we are looking forward to having a most successful Savior's Day convention this year with our chief minister, the Honorable Wallace D. Muhammad. In order to bring about this success, we are making you aware of the financial obligations for this year's Savior's Day convention. The program this year will be brought to you in color by closed circuit TV across the country. Also, we plan to have a strong advertising campaign, which will start with our internal promotions, followed by the radio, newspaper ads, posters, flyers, and invitations. This is necessary to bring about a record attendance. The nation's laboring board has set a budget of, listen to this, $37,000 for our location just here in Chicago. That's $37,000 just for the locations here in Chicago. We will have possibly three locations outside of the temple from which our telecast on closed circuit will be made. We're asking the believers to immediately start donating to defray this expense. Donations can be made on your regular charity receipt on line 8, Savior's Day Program Fund. This fund is a separate fund and not the same as the Savior's Day gift. So, brothers and sisters, we must get your assistance in helping to defray the cost of this very expensive venture. It's very expensive, but it's very important because we want people throughout the city of Chicago to be able to see and hear our chief minister on Savior's Day 1976. This is an important day for the Nation of Islam. It's an important day for the world. And unfortunately, since we know how important it is and they don't know yet, then it's upon us to take the responsibility to see that they get it. So please sacrifice. Make a little extra effort to help assist in the cost of this very expensive venture. Okay, again, we want to read this letter. Some of you, most of you have heard it before, but I think it's important enough that we read it again so that it can be stressed because of its tremendous importance to the University of Islam. Because of my great concern, dear parents, this is addressed to the parents of the students of the University of Islam. Because of my great concern for the education of the children of the Nation of Islam, I have been concerned about the inability of the University of Islam across the nation to meet their operating expenses. It has been determined that the basis of this mounting deficit is the unwillingness of parents to pay the required tuition for their children attending our schools. As you well know, we are not receiving one penny in aid from city, county, state, or federal governments towards the operation of our educational system. Consequently, this means that the entire burden falls upon the shoulders of the believers in the Nation of Islam. We have been supplementing the cost of University of Islam operations with funds from normal temple donations. And this, in turn, has helped cause many of the temples to become delinquent in the payment of bills directly connected with the propagation of Islam. I would like very much to be able to have all of our children attend the University of Islam free of charge. But as you well know, this is not possible. Consequently, I must insist that all parents who have children in the University of Islam pay the required tuition or please remove your children from our schools. This action is necessary because we have found that those persons delinquent in tuition are normally derelict in their other duties towards the Nation of Islam as well. That is, their charity, Bilalian News, etc. I have ordered a review of the records of all of those delinquent in payment of tuition to determine if they are current in all other obligations or are they what can be considered a needy family. I will endeavor to pay the tuition of those families which have good records but have fallen behind in their tuition, and those families determined to be needy from the Nation of Islam Propagation Fund. I'm also asking those persons who are financially able to sponsor the education of a child from a needy family by paying the child's tuition. If every believer will become concerned with all aspects of the Nation of Islam, I'm certain that we can overcome this problem. As-salamu alaykum, Wallace D. Muhammad, Chief Minister. No cars are to be left on the temple parking lot after meeting time, per instructions from Brother Chief Captain Elijah Muhammad II. Okay, brothers and sisters, that concludes our announcements. We pray Allah that you will take account and conduct yourselves accordingly, because we are in a time when organization and proper order and direction is very critical for our success. And being able to give our aid and assistance to those programs which are being done by the Nation of Islam, as well as doing all that we can to support whatever it is that we are doing as a body, is very critical for our success as a body. We have the head, we have the wisdom, and we have the guarantee of God for success. The only thing we have to do is take responsibility to do what we know we must do when we've been taught what to do. So brothers and sisters, please sit quietly, and the Chief Minister will be with us in just a few minutes.
Forever, I mean. Brothers and sisters, first of all, I'd like to thank our beloved Chief Minister. He asked that I would come up with the suggestion that Allah blessed us with, that the Chief Minister accepted, on the national progress report of each temple weekly. And this is my first time speaking in Chicago on a Sunday, so being that it's family in here, I would ask you to just work with me on my nerves, and as time goes on, I guess I'll smooth on out. But I want to say that the Chief Minister on Wednesday of last week, he asked me to come up to Chicago from St. Louis. And after we had left the meeting with the Chief Minister on the 16th of January, he made the national laborers aware of the position of not only the temple here in Chicago, but the Nation of Islam. And it was a position that I myself, as a Muslim, who have been a Muslim for a few years, and I love my nation, I love my brothers and sisters, and I love what Allah has blessed us with, and even the image that Allah has given us in the public that we don't all the time live up to. And the we've been a blessed group in America. Then we were blessed with a man like the Honorable W.D. Muhammad, who gave us a feel to operate in and to go out after the world. And then there were so many liabilities against the nation that he made it known to the national laborers. And when I went back to St. Louis, I prayed to Allah and I tried to think, what could we do to stimulate the movement among the Muslims so that they would get involved in the program and get the necessary money flowing into headquarters that would allow us to take care of our liabilities and move Islam forward in America and then throughout the world. And I know that the Chief Minister had told us, of the ministers, very beautifully, that don't get your eye off the focus, or don't take your focus off the mission. Keep the mission out in front, which is most important. And as I spoke to the regional, this region, Midwest region ministers yesterday, I told them that one of the things that can solve a lot of the problems that we have is to bring new converts into the temple, to go after our people. Sometimes we become so bogged down with internal problems, arguing over positions of power, everybody want to be the big nigga in the house, that we just forget the people altogether. And even those that Allah blessed us with, we are so careless with their lives that we run them out of the temple. All praise to Allah. You know, I learned being in New York, working under Minister Farrakhan, and things that had developed in New York, I learned stuff about power. All people can't take the responsibility of power. And as a young brother would come into the temple and see a minister, the minister is visible. And he's the most visible individual in the temple. And a lot of people want to be ministers. And you may want to be a minister because that's a desire, but you have to ask, what is the desire rooted in? Is the desire rooted in the fact that I want to be a minister so I can go out and help spread Islam, to bring people to this light that represents salvation, or do I want to be visible? I want people to see me. I want people to know me. I want people to hear me rap and say how bad you talk, brother. If that's the desire, then you don't want to be a minister at all. And then if Allah gave you what you desired and put you in that position of responsibility and power, you would probably abuse it, because the desire to be there was not a sincere desire. It wasn't rooted in sincerity. You wanted to be there to be seen. So I learned about power. And sometimes when we get power, we never had power. We never had people to look to us and people to say yes, sir, and no, sir. These brothers move and sisters move when we say move because of their love of Islam. Not because they're worshiping us, because they're love of Allah and their nation and their leader and teacher. So they say, yes, sir, no, sir, brother. What is it? And move when we ask them to move. But some people see that and they become drunk with power. And power begins to destroy. So in the temples today throughout the country, as I was sitting down thinking of how I could help my leader and teacher, and I thought that if we could pick up the spirit of the Muslims to do and go after the dead, then you know how when you get company in the house, you put on your best front. When the company come in, you talk nice to your wife or your husband. You say, yes, dear, could you bring the milk, please? When no one is there, you say, bring that milk in here. I'm waiting, woman. But when company is in the house, we know how to, you know, act nice. And so if we could get some company in the house, if we can go and get our people and bring them in the house, then we'd have to, you know, put all of that stuff under the rug for a little while. Because you know how it is when a new convert comes in, you try to act nice to him and give him the greetings. As-salamu alaykum, brother. Isn't Islam so beautiful? You understand? And you want to, so they can get in the temple and get really rooted into it, and then you let them go on their own. Well, we got to bring more company in the house because we got problems in a whole lot of houses. And the problems are problems of leadership, problems of spheres of responsibility, problems of power, problems of our own ego. And these type of problems must be pushed to the side because they take our focus off the mission. And I thought if we would pick it up throughout the nation. And in the Bilalian News published every week, the top 20 temples in the country, not a little small article, full-page article, our nation salutes the performance of the following temples, week ending January the 16th. And then on the top of that, we should think Chicago, number 2, headquarters. Always out in front as the leader of the nation, okay? But we would let the entire nation know what every temple is doing. And then you'd be able to open your Bilalian News. You would get them every week and open them and see what has happened. First, with the work of going after our people. And then if we look in the paper and we see, wow, is that all the debt that New York is getting? Is that all? And if Chicago begins to slip down, it wouldn't make us look right for our position of leadership. I want to say this to the believers here at headquarters number 2. You know, I've been away from headquarters. I've never worked here in Chicago. And there's an image that headquarters has among Muslims all over the country. You know how it is when a brother even visits your temple, the brothers from the temples in the surrounding area. Headquarters is looked up to. Headquarters is our strength. They say, brothers are coming in from headquarters. They went in the temple in St. Louis, when number 2 is called, they say, number 2 is on the phone, headquarters is on the phone for the minister. Everybody runs to the phone, yes sir, yes sir, yes sir. Because this is headquarters call. And believe me, the Muslims around the country, they love their headquarters. They look to their headquarters, so headquarters should always be out front. Headquarters should represent order. Headquarters should represent the strength and the beauty of Islam. Headquarters should reflect all things to Allah. Headquarters should reflect what our leader and teacher wants. If headquarters is confused, can you imagine what's going on out there? Okay. So we want to put it in the paper. The top 20 temples, actual figures, every week. That means that the reports will come in on time now, that the secretary of the department will get the reports from each temple. After we put the visitors' log sounds to the temple, on top, the first word, then we come right down to the word, the Bilalian News, as Brother Baha was talking about, the spreading of the Bilalian News across America. And for many years, brothers, you know, in temples, we wanted to impress headquarters. We're doing 90,000, we're doing 100,000, we're doing 50,000. And we just wanted to impress the messenger and the officials at headquarters how many papers we were buying from headquarters. We never did tell them how many we were stacking.
how many we were sending off to the junkyard, how the sister would have to move the papers in the living room so the children could see the television. We never told headquarters about that. We had what we call in every temple across the country. Is this going across? Is this on? Okay, we had what we call professional status. They knew how to get the bundle. They knew how to take it out of the temple. They knew how to put it away at night. Bundles unopened all across the country. The chief minister knew of this. He knew what we were doing, just trying to buy papers. Officials, over the brothers, buy papers. Brothers not selling no papers. And we were the professional stackers. And then when we stacked up too many, we would take big trucks, go make a deal with a Caucasian junk dealer, and sell the papers and bring the money back. And in order to clear our conscience with God, we go put it on the number two port treasury, all of those Malawian rules of Muhammad speaks at that time. The chief came and brought that to a screeching halt, because he's a man of truth. Don't try to do things to impress him if it's got something else behind it that is not in truth, but he's a man of truth, so he's letting the light shine. Okay, so we want to find out those temples, ministers, captains, secretaries, officials in the temple who can inspire the believers to go forth and not just buy papers, but sell the papers to the people in the community. Okay, I'm going to try to make this as brief as possible, two ways that we would like to go after. For the first few weeks, we will take the actual figures of what each temple is doing weekly. If your temple is doing, brother ministers, brother captains, if your temple is doing 10,000 papers a week, then in the top 20, if you fall within the top 20, it will be published in the Malawian News, okay? Weekly. Then after we set the mechanism up here in Chicago, we want to start a national subscription drive. If the Ebony magazine can mail out there 500,000 magazines once a month, if Wall Street Journal can mail out hundreds of thousands of papers daily, if Jet Magazine can mail out hundreds of thousands a week, then surely the Malawian News can do the same. We have to start a national subscription drive. What will it do? Number one, it will put a brother in a position on every subscription he sells to earn money. He'll put all of his customers on the mail. And then when we know that Chicago has 200,000, 300,000 people on mail, then the press knows how many papers they have to print, and we don't have to worry about them being stacked, but that paper's going into a home. The mailman is putting it behind a door. And then not only that, it would give the press, the Malawian News, the financial base that we need to continue to operate, because we will have our 200,000 papers paid for 1 year or 6 months in advance. So we know where the papers are going every week when they go out. It's a shame how the Johnson Publishing Company can go into all of the churches in the community and tell the people in the church first, encourage them to take out subscriptions. Then next, after that, get the people to take out subscriptions and sell them to other people, and therefore they don't have to depend on the newsstand sale. They don't have to depend on no one selling one of their magazines weekly. They don't have to depend on it because they know that every week they're going to mail out 400,000. We can do that throughout the nation. Who is better organized in the Nation of Islam to do it? I know that in the past we have had trouble with the mailing from Chicago, but every problem can be solved. If you're a man that says, we got a problem, we can't do it, then you don't understand life itself. Life is full of problems, but man was made to solve the problems of life. We can solve every problem. And if it be the will of Allah, I'll be here in Chicago with the brothers, brother captain. I talked to brother captain. He said he would give me all the help that I needed. The national secretary, Abdul Haq, we told him, we talked about it, and we're going to get behind it and get this wheel rolling. And every week we will know that when our press roll off, we don't have to sit around and wait for the temples to send their money, and we'll be sending out 4,000. They'll be in the city probably before some of the temples get their papers unless they get on the ball. But we can do this, and we can make it a reality. It's not a dream or just talk, but we can make it a reality. But there must be the spirit of cooperation. There must be organization in the temple, the minister, the captain, the secretary, the assistant captain, the director, the steering committee. All of them must come together and work in the cause of the mission and put aside your petty differences and keep the mission out in front. Okay? So that's on the Palladian News. Then in the last category, throughout the nation, we have 200 or 2.5 million pounds of whiting. We have approximately 20,000 cases of sardine or low London we've been selling some, plus some waiting to be shipped into the country. The fish has already been paid for out of the nation's treasury. Already been paid for. And that fish represents income that headquarters could realize so that we can meet some of the liabilities that are against our temple and our nation at this present time. This is a reality. Okay, in many cities, that fish is sitting there. And many brothers look at the fish program as something that, oh man, nobody has to sell no fish. One brother came into one place and said, all of these fish force brothers were out of it. They were suffering and catching hell. Well, if you looked at it, all you had to do is pick up the phone and call the national business director, or not Ali, and say, can we double the amount we're giving these brothers? We got 40 brothers selling fish. Instead of giving them 16 cents, can we give them 30? And I'm sure with the desire to move fish, they could have doubled the brothers' income, and those brothers could have moved the fish throughout the country. Now it has taken place, but meanwhile, those brothers have gone back to do something else. These are men who came forth to make the human sacrifice because they didn't feel like they were doing it to get money or to get fame, but they wanted to help the nation. If they wanted money, these men know how to go out the street and hustle and do other things if they wanted money. But these men came forward to make the ultimate sacrifice to move their nation forward. They said if this is a product that the nation got and the nation has invested millions in it and the nation needs its money back to turn the wheels of our nation, then I will make the sacrifice. I will be the better heed of my nation, the men of sacrifice, and go out and sell this product so my nation's wheels can continue to turn. But we can't go and say, well, the nation got the product and it was a mistake and we don't want to get no brothers to do that. No, brother, it's not the right attitude. Each brother should feel a commitment. If you got a job working downtown making $20,000 or $30,000 a year, what would stop you from coming home in the evening? Or your wife while you're home in the day calling relatives and neighbors and saying, would you like to try 10 pounds of our fish? We're bringing it in from Peru. We could do that, and then the brother could come home. And instead of laying up looking at television, eating your bean soup, get your Palladian News and your 30 pounds of fish and go around and deliver it. And then you could say, when you say your prayers to Allah, you could say, oh Allah, I've tried to help in my nation today. And bless me to do better for my nation tomorrow. Then every night when you get in that bed, you will say to yourself, I have done something today to help my nation move forward, okay? So now we want to take that fish. And I would say this, you know, I'm in Chicago now, and I know I got to have life rafts to swim in Chicago. But Chicago is a city where we can sell much fish, but we haven't really sold that much. We could lay the city of Chicago waste. Look, it's a landlocked, no saltwater fish. We got some of the best fish around. You may not like Whitey H&G, but that's your personal taste. The people out there love Jack Salmon. We went to St. Louis, and all over St. Louis, we changed the name of it. The people say, what is that? It looks like Jack Salmon to me. I say, that's what it is, ma'am, Jack Salmon. Just because the fruit went out and spread the word in the Palladian community, don't you know that a woman feels good when she sees a strong, grown man, clean, you know, trying to do something in the community? I mean, that makes her feel good. We sit in the temple and listen at the people call for our fish there in the city of St. Louis. They call every week. They're looking for that fish. And we can do that across the country. Move the fish out of the warehouse. Move the sardines. And then we want to recognize the city that are putting forth the effort to help the nation of Islam. Now, I would say to the brothers and the sisters can definitely be involved. And sisters want to be activated. I think it's beautiful how the chief minister came in and activated the MWDC. I mean, now they can move on all levels, you know? They say it's not a male nor female, but it's mine. So now the sisters are getting into it. And as the sisters get into it, you can be a great help to us. Look at the people that each one of us know. How many of them have we contacted to bring them right out here to the temple? How many of them have we said, would you take a year's subscription to the Palladian News, or would you buy 10 pounds of that fish? And that way, we can let our leader teacher go forward and put his mind on the divine mission and stop worrying about the liabilities that are against the nation. He said to us very beautifully the other day, he said, protect the image of the nation. And that's what we have a commitment to do as Muslims. And as I was talking up there, I couldn't help thinking about the problems and what I hear sometimes. But we have to protect the image of the nation. And what the chief minister has done, he has spoke the so-called, I don't like to use the term all the time, but there, we were in a straitjacket because we were wild heathens when the messenger found us. So he had to put us in a straitjacket to get us civilized. But he had us in a straitjacket and he kept giving us inoculations. You know, some of us, he would take the straitjacket off and he'd get wild, he'd put it back on. You understand? And he kept us in the straitjacket until he knew that the time would come when one would take it off and let him go. And then that one who took the straitjacket off, he could say, now let me see what my father made. And he'd take the straitjacket off. And he'd say, go ahead, you free. Go ahead and walk. He wanted to see would you walk as a Muslim. Some of us took two steps and went back in the mud. Got us a bag of reefer, went to drinking wine and everything else. And he'd say, I want them to see themselves. If they say that they're going to be Muslims and help me in this mission, I want them first to see themselves, and then we can move forward in the mission. So I pray to Allah that those who are listening to my voice throughout the nation, that let's get behind the chief minister of the nation. Look at the blessing that we have today.